Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, awesome. Welcome. But before you watch this video, every Monday I attach a video to the week's training entitled New to Lynchpin? Watch this first. And as the title suggests, you should pause this, watch that other video, then come back to this. The other video is a bit long, but you only have to watch it once, and it lays all the groundwork so that you'll understand everything that I talk about in these daily videos. What's the wild card option? Why do we do some workouts not for time, etc., etc.? All that's in the other video, so check it out, come back here, and we'll dive right in. Starting off with a good one. Today is for time, some calories in the air bike, 150 for men, 100 for women. There's a pleasant chunk. And then, once you get off that lovely machine, 75 burpee chest-to-bar pull-ups. Just as the name implies, you do a burpee, and then when you jump up, you grab the pull-up bar, and you do a chest-to-bar pull-up. I have it written down that ideally, you'll have the pull-up bar situated so that it's a 6-inch jump to the pull-up bar. That's not going to be, you're not going to just, you know, unbolt the pull-up bar from your wall and raise it or whatnot. But if you have the option to make it a bit of a jump somehow, great, that's fantastic. If not, fitness will be achieved and you'll be okay. If you're unfamiliar with what a burpee chest-to-bar pull-up is, while we don't have a, just like a movement demo video, there is an old school CrossFit workout called G.I. Jane way back in the day with Greg Unmundson doing it. I found that video and put it up there, and I think G.I. Jane is 100 burpee pull-ups for time, but you can see him doing burpee pull-ups, and they're just like they sound. Super fitness robot for this, 24 minutes or less. More likely time, could drift up to 37 minutes, so it's a longer day. Big chunks of work. The wild card option, we're just going to place it on the rower. So if you intended on doing it on the rower no matter what, you don't have to input into BTWB. It's already there as the wild card option. And I should have mentioned that under the workout of the day, if there's something like a run or bike or row, we always give distance conversions or calorie conversions. So you'll see we have calorie conversions depending upon if you're using the Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, the Concept 2 Rower, the Ski Erg. We've got you covered as to how to manipulate those calories. Let's see. Scaled option. We're knocking everything down a little bit, and we're segmenting a couple of the movements. So the scaled option, 100 calories in the air bike for men, 70 for women. Then just a set of 50 burpees, not burpee pull-ups, just do 50 burpees. Then once you finish with that, do 25 chest-to-bar pull-ups, chin-over-bar pull-ups, or ring rows, your choice. The limited equipment option, they don't have a bike. They've got a bar to do the pull-ups on. So for the limited equipment option, 1.5-mile run, then your 75 burpee chest-to-bar pull-ups. That's going to get it done. For the limited equipment crew, their times are a little bit different, but pretty darn close. Super fitness robot is 22 minutes, 30 seconds or less, more likely 35 minutes. Then the no equipment workout, no pull-up bar, that's okay. 1.5-mile run, 100 burpees. Awesome. Accessory work, optional as always. You're going to choose one of these, and you're going to do it 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each. Either a 300-meter row, 200-meter run, or 40 seconds hard effort on the bike. Then the other piece of the optional accessory work is an either-or for the midline, either landmine twists or candlestick conditioning drills. Both have videos, and if you're unfamiliar with the candlestick conditioning drill, it's great. Check out the video, see where in that progression is appropriately challenging for you, and play around there for 5 or 10 minutes, you'll be good to go. And you can get some rotational gut work in with the landmine twist if you so desire. Cool down and stretching. Cool down is always the same. It's just 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Whatever your life will allow. And then we've got the straddle stretch and the pec stretch laying on your side. We end today with a line that ends every day's training. And I hope you take it to heart. It says, remove ego. Embrace scaling. Be smart. Be safe. Support each other. Have fun. And post your results. And with that, I will see you back here tomorrow. And don't worry, there'll be a barbell tomorrow.